On this week's episode of Cubs Out Loud, the Cubs enjoy sharing some of their favorite personal ads. They also catch up with the adventures of shirtless Gary and talk video games. And I also get drunk during the show. CLL 224 starts now. Sunday, August 18th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me not that kind of orc.
I'm Eric.
It must be my sexuality, because I am so very sexual.
I'm Gary.
No, she didn't. Ooh, girl.
And that would make me Robert.
Well, when you're from Pittsburgh, you have to do something.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Rare Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 224. I would like to give props to the Bear Underground peeps, because they are a very supporting group. And, I'm not going to tell you all the specifics, like names and such like this, but needless to say, somebody said, "Does anal hurt the first time? I'm a virgin." And he got some wonderful responses, from the peeps at in Bear Underground. Mm-hmm. So I have to say that I thought it was actually kind of an interesting read, because me being a top and not having done it that much, I really didn't have much of a device.
Yeah.
Plus when I have had it, it's when like, can you finish please?
See, like he didn't have anything, a top that knew what he was doing.
Although
this is coming from a guy who's lately, the last time I've been topped, it was kind of like that. I'm like, can you just get off me?
And it's not like it didn't hurt or anything. It was just like, you know, it kind of got me excited, because I'm like, ooh, a dick in my ass. But I'm like, nothing from the dick in my ass. So.
Oh, he didn't find your magic button.
No, I don't think anyone's really found it. It's the strange thing is that I do like it being played with on occasion. Oh. You know, and sometimes that's how you like finish me off. Like, you could be playing with my dick for hours, but not actually get me off. But then you just poke a little with your finger and
like, woohoo!
Explosion. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so
for Jeff's anal moment.
Jeff's anal moment. Brand new segment. Yes, and the farting.
God,
that is gross.
I almost wish Damon was here.
Let's not.
Okay.
Anyways, but there was the guy who asked about it. I think he got some great responses, because he actually got responses all over the place. It's like it hurts a little, or it's your top is, it's all about your top being the nice one. You do it slowly and have plenty of lube and you will not hurt at all. And it was all over the place, but they all sounded like, honest to God, this is my experience, and you should be fine, and encouraging, being like if you want to mod them, it's going to work. And right, you just need to have I think one of the guys said, a good top is patient and considerate. Hallelujah.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's also good tops that are not necessarily, but usually that's because the bottom is, doesn't really give a rat's ass, because his hole is wide open at the time. And he's very experienced bottom.
Hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So
I love that phrase.
Anyways, a lot of lube and a top with a lot of patience makes all the difference in the world.
Bingo.
Was another response. I mean, all of this was very encouraging. So I hope this guy finds a good top to pop his cherry. And dude, yes, it's going to hurt. You know, the level of pain though is going to vary. So, depending on the top, how much lube, and there's so many different factors, but it's going to hurt. It may hurt like just for a second, or it's going to hurt for a few minutes, but as long as you're working on getting used to it, you relax, you should be fine. If it is painful, it's going to end up being more worth it in one way, shape, or form. So. Oh, and then suddenly we're moving on into the topics. So we're calling this one Sunday Slutty Sunday. Strangely enough, I do not feel slutty at all today. But we'll get to that in a bit. Basically, we're going to do a reverse Craigslist-ish type thing here, where we're going to actually talk about some of the ads that we actually want to visit the person, meet right. them in person. And this is talking about an in-person thing. So,
as opposed to never wanting to meet them.
Yeah. Suddenly, needless to say, moving on. So what's going on? I would play the thing, but I thought there wasn't anything until it suddenly appeared. So I got rid of it. So what's going on? Gary?
Sorry. Yeah. If I seem a little out of sorts today, you guys as the co-host kind of know why. There's a particular listener that is, I'm not going to say responsible, but partook, is that a word? Participated in the events that led to this. I decided blindly and unintentionally to revisit part of my youthful past. Ooh. And yesterday, friends of mine got a hold of me. And we're like, a couple days before, they were like, hey, we're thinking about going to the movies on Saturday. I was like, oh, that's cool. Let me know when. So they get a hold of me and they're like, hey, we're meeting at a restaurant to have lunch. Want to join us? I'm like, sure. When? They're like, in about 15 minutes. I'm like, okay. So, which is not their fault. I mean, we had kind of intended to get together. But so, you know, it's that quick run around, get, you know, ready, go meet them. At the end of the meal, then there was a series of other things to do. So I left my vehicle at the restaurant. We went and did a couple of other things, did some shopping, went and saw Elysium.
Right.
I liked it. I did. It's definitely a hero tale and has some, you know, complication stuff. I thought Jodie Foster does a good job with the role that she has. She definitively comes across as a power lesbian. which I don't know if that was her desire, but she walks, talks, plays the role well. I think she looks great in the film.
Didn't she always act that way, though? I mean, just in any of her movies?
No.
Sometimes she's a submissive lesbian. I'm thinking Nell.
Oh. So, but some
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I saw the movie, thought it was good. Although I did have a major complaint after I walked out of the film. Then we went shopping. The name of the movie kept like kind of like sitting with me the whole time through the movie. And I'm like, something doesn't seem right. So I'm not going to say anything about the film per se that isn't already known. But if you look up the definition of the word Elysium, it comes from Greek mythology because it's the place that the dead go to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Elysium Fields. So here's the thing. They build a space station in the sky, in space, you know, in orbit, that is meant for the wealthy. It's the concept of the film. And that the poor, you know, the poor people that are, you know, living a horrible life and dying and all this different kind of stuff are trying to get to Elysium. You know, it's the disparity issue.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, the name doesn't exactly quite match up to the definition. I was like, I think they were kind of saying that like Elysium is this beautiful mystical place, kind of a deal.
Well, Elysium Fields are supposed to be like the Greek heaven,
right? Yeah, it's where the rich and good people go to wait out the afterlife. And from what little I've heard about the movie, that kind of fit in my opinion because you know that's where all the rich people have bought into, kind of waiting out after. What's happened on Earth, you know, because how long can they go after Earth is gone? And from what I've heard, it's kind of one of these nihilistic tales where Earth itself is pretty much dead and dying and all the rest of that. So
it's interesting. My perspective, I guess it was being a little too literal with the title, was I was just like, really? I'm like, the afterlife? I'm like, that's not really the afterlife. But anyways. So it was good to see the film. And afterwards, we did a little shopping. And then we had a discussion about, because there were vehicles, multiple vehicles. And it was, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? And so we decided to go to my friend's place. So I left my vehicle at the restaurant. And then we were going to, you know, make some dinner and maybe play some video games, watch a movie and TV or something. Needless to say, that turned into making dinner and playing Xbox for 12 hours straight.
Wow.
So I've kind of mentioned this maybe in my past. I don't own gaming consoles, and this is why.
Wow.
I don't own gaming consoles.
You're a gamer, and you don't want to get into that.
Well, if I really like a game and I understand a game, then and this is also a weird thing, if a game pisses me off enough, then it becomes this, you know, adventure to try to, you know, play the game, so to speak.
Right.
So, yeah, needless to say, I think I bruised my right thumb.
Wow.
From all the button mashing last night. Because remember, I don't game. So
right.
Like, wow. So consequently, I went to bed after the sun was up this morning. And that would be why I'm a little out of sorts, because I just said fuck all to my sleep cycle and everything. It's like being in college all over again.
Okay. So when Gary got on the line today, I went, good morning, Gary. And this is at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was funny because when I left this morning, my friend was like, you want to go grab breakfast? Because he was taking me back to the restaurant to get my car. And I said, no, I have to go to bed. He was like, okay. And I was like, and he goes, oh, it's Sunday. You have to report the podcast this afternoon. I was like, yes, I do. I'm like, and then I was driving home and I was so tired. And I was like, I just need to get home. I just need to get home. I just need to get home and get into bed. Like, I was exhausted. So as I crawled into bed on my iPad, I literally sent like, I think a one line message. And I was like either we can postpone a little bit or I'm out. Like, I can't do today. And yeah. I felt really awful about doing that.
That was not a one line thing. It was like several sentences.
No, I think it was like maybe two sentences.
One, two, most. Three, four, five, six. I'm looking at the email listed.
What? Wow.
I regret that at this early hour of the day. I am just just now getting home and into bed after an unexpected all-nighter. Feel free to record today's show without me if that's what.
Okay. Fine.
See, you were actually relatively coherent at the time, and it wasn't as quick as I would suspect. Exhausted. Will not be there. Can do later. Night. Would have been what I would have expected.
But this was a
nice coherence.
What part of me being thorough do you not comprehend?
I mean, you even did an exhausted co-host with the dash, by the way. So it wasn't like you didn't go co-host all in one word. You did co-host, comma, Gary. You did inappropriate ending. This was actually a very well thought out message.
Go ahead, Robert.
I was going to say, I side with Gary. If I'm going to send somebody a message, it's going to be thorough, well thought out, but also given, like the other day, I posted on Facebook, awake now. To say any more would be a string of expletives that would make George Carlin blush. That was a coherent thought at like 5:30 in the morning, or no, it was like six in the morning. I was barely awake. I still had enough put together to make a Facebook post. That's just me though. So I side with Gary on this. We have complete and full thoughts. We can express them, but we're not fully awake.
Well, I will say this. The first sentence is what I was focusing on. The rest of it's all just business.
Yeah.
Because it was all about, like, we could postpone it, we could put it on a different day, like, we can just, you know, or you guys could do it without me. Like, I just wanted you guys to know there were options.
I wanted you to be polite, let you know of the current situation, and give you options so you didn't have to think much about it.
Yes.
Well, and I didn't want you guys...
But still, an exhausted co-host, Gary.
I also didn't want you to, like, jump to conclusions or something and be like, oh my god, something's, you know, whatever, you know, family emergency.
If she had been having sex, dude, we would not have cared.
Yeah, well, that was not the case.
We probably cheered
for you.
Seriously, all that really matters is that you were up all night and you need to get to sleep. You need to sleep and you need to do it later. And when I found out that, hey, everybody is available later, I'm like, sure, we'll just postpone it. That's fine.
Well, okay, so here's the funny thing is, I was hanging out with very, very good gentlemen friends of mine who, you know, are all beautiful men. But the funny thing is that this morning I thought, as I got in my car, I was like, do I want to just stay up? And I was like, no, because you'll be a blithering idiot like by the time the podcast records.
So you'd rather be the just woke up Gary on the show than the I've been up all night and I'm wired.
Well, I don't know
all of a sudden we hear.
Yeah. That would be kind of embarrassing. So anyways, what's going on is that I revisited my youth of my past in the 20s, early 20s, when I would pull all-nighters and do goofy shit like that and say fuck all to the world. So
wow.
Today's recovery day, and I don't know when the hell I don't think I'm going to be able to go to bed tonight.
Strangely enough, I now have a very, very minuscule part of a ICP song stuck in my head. Fuck the world! Anyways...
Let's do this. God.
Okay, so Robert, what did you do?
Oh dear. Okay, usually I'm a pretty well put together kind of guy by the time I get to work. I had actually this day, I think it was Thursday, I had already been up, gone out, exercised, come home, taken a shower. By this time I had lunch, and then I realized, oh shit, I'm running late. How late? Well, when I started, it was only about 5 minutes. I actually wound up being about 15 minutes late to work.
Oh.
Now, that's not the bad part. The bad part is I walked out of the house without my cell phone, without my keys, without my, let's see. Yeah, without my cell phone, without my keys, without my diabetic medication, wearing two different shoes, Chucks, luckily, but two different colors. I had thrown on an old, dirty work shirt from like 2 days before that somehow mysteriously hadn't gotten into the wash, but yet wound up back on a hanger. I was just like, and I just walked into work and I went, I'm done. I'm ready for today to be over. And then I was at work. So by the end of that night, I was like going, you know what? I really want to be somewhere else. Because that it seemed like everybody that day was like, oh, let's bother Robert for 5 minutes. I was like, really? Can't you people find somebody else? Really? And it wasn't stupid stuff. It was like, oh, can you come do this? Oh, yeah. Can you do this? And I'm like, oh, fuck, really? And I got stuck in with the infant clothing. So it was like, okay, now I have all that to deal with and I have tiny shit to fold. So, you know, it just sort of was like by the end of the night, I literally was going, I just want to sleep. I want to be done. So, yeah, that was my whole like, oh, awesome. It's the night that won't end. Yeah. Anyway, so Gary, shirtless in a small town. What's up with that?
What the hell?
So this is for me mildly embarrassing. For other people, they may not think about it. Is it embarrassing at all? Or they may find it embarrassing. So let's look at the calendar. Tuesday? Yeah, last Tuesday I had to have a car inspection. It was overdue. So I go outside of the city that I live in to a smaller town where the dealership is that I bought the vehicle. And that's where I take it back. So, you know, inspection, oil change and all that. I drop it off, give them the keys, and then I walk into the small town and I go to their diner because I like diners and it's a cute little place. It's been around for 100 years as of, I think, this weekend.
Right.
And every time I go in there, I usually try to get an early morning appointment, and it's full of the, for lack of a better reference, senior citizen folk of the town.
Right.
And they're talking the town gossip, and they're drinking coffee, and they're reading papers, and it's just, it's a nostalgic thing that I love. So I go there, and I love them because I just found out that the owners are thinking about selling, and that the cook that's been there for a couple of years is thinking about buying it. And he's a younger kid, which is awesome, because I like it when people want to carry on legacy stuff.
Right.
So they're flexible. They made me a special kind of omelet. Have my meal. All of it's good. So I'm walking back towards the dealership, and I'm walking along, minding my own business, and I've got headphones in, and I'm listening to a podcast, and just la 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 la, you know, traffic's going by, walking on the sidewalk, and all of a sudden I kind of feel something, and I was like, what the hell was that? And you know how, like, you're not sure if, like, you know, a bug or an insect kind of ran into you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt something on the back of my head, and I was like, so I kind of, you know, brushed my hand, and I didn't necessarily feel anything. And then I thought I felt something crawling on my neck, and I was not really happy about it because I don't have a phobia of insects, but most insects and I are not necessarily on kosher, you know, relationship kind of stuff. Spiders don't really bother me.
Yeah.
Ants don't really bother me. You know, I mean, you know, there's certain things, you know, kind of stuff. Flying things and I are not necessarily, you know, on the best of terms.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's one of those, like, and I'm like, oh, God bless America. So I kind of, like, you know, shake and brush my hand, and then I feel it, and it feels like it kind of fell down inside my shirt and to the side, like on the inside of a sleeve. And I was like, fucking A. Mind you, I'm carrying my iPad at the moment because that's what I was listening to the podcast on. And that's, you know, and it was one of those, like, I was reading articles online, and I intended to not just kind of mind to myself, you know, I was going to, you know, read something online and stuff. So anyways, so I pull open my shirt, the collar, and I peek in, and sure as shit, there is a yellow jacket inside my right sleeve. Oh. I dropped my iPad, whipped off my polo shirt so fucking fast. I'm standing in the middle of someone's yard, front yard, shirtless, because I could not get out of my shirt fast enough.
Oh, because
I was freaked out because I didn't want to get stung. I'm shaking the hell out of my shirt. I think it's funny that there were people driving by, and I know they were staring, and they were kind of like, what is with that fat man? having a seizure in someone's front yard.
You know, they'd be talking about it in the diner the next day.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Probably. So, and I saw it, like, I shook it, and then I shook it again, and I saw the yellow jacket fall out. And now I'm freaked because now I think I'm going to have to run because it might be pissed and come after me. And so I quickly grabbed my iPad. Luckily, it has a case. Not an indestructible case, notably. But so I – and then, you know, start looking through the shirt really fast while I'm walking. And anyways, put the shirt back on. My adrenaline – my heart was still pumping 100, 200 beats per minute when I got to the dealership, like another, I don't know, third of a mile, half of a mile down the road. I thought it was quite obvious that something had happened because I figured I was flush from head to toe. Like, I was just, like, over excited, just, you know, from the sheer, I don't know, scare factor, I guess. But I couldn't stop laughing. So I walk into the dealership and go to sit down in the waiting room, and I have the giggles and I can't stop because I realize just how much of an ass I made of myself, probably. But it's not the first time that's sort of happened to me. I was helping with our picnic several summers ago. This is probably about four or five years ago. And we were transporting. We had gone to a local discount market. I say discount market. It's more of a county market kind of a deal than your standard grocery store. And the prices are really good, but it's one of those like cutthroat places where like, you know, old lady in babushkas will elbow you to get a kumquat or whatever.
Oh God. Yes.
So anyways, we were on our way and we were driving and I had the window down and I had a yellow jacket or a bee or something fly in through the window up the sleeve of my shirt and sting me like 6 times on my back.
Oh,
because mind you, when that happened, I'm driving, so you can't really stop suddenly. Like when I was walking, it's no problem. Like I just, you know, immediately jumped into someone's yard, trying to shirt off. Where when you're driving, it's like you got to stop and you got to pull off and get out of the car. And so at this point, I had done it. I drove into someone's driveway, So consequently, I got stung 6 times in my back and I showed up at the destination where we were taking the chicken that we were going to use for the picnic. We were putting it in an industrial cooler at a business. Anyways, when we arrived there, I had asked my roommate at the time, his mother, I said, could you check my back? I said, I believe I've been stung several times by a bee or something on the way here. Because I told her the whole story. So she lifts up my back and God bless her. I love her, Mrs. Hill. She's like, oh dear, honey. She's like, you got stung bad. So she went over because they have a little shop and she had some medicinal stuff for stings and stuff. And she just slathered the hell out of my back.
Oh, wow.
So this is not the first time. So now you guys maybe know why I have a little phobia about flying insects and stinging stuff. So that's why I called it shirtless in a small town, because it was not part of the plan and it magically happened. And then weirdly enough, a couple days later, I saw a woman she left a store and I'm watching her because I'm sitting at the traffic light and she just starts gesticulating, throwing her arms all around her like wildly. With a bag in her hand. And I watched her and I'm like, what the hell? And then I was like, oh my God, I think she's like got a flying bug bee.
Oh God.
Because I couldn't see it, obviously, but it was the only reason for her reaction.
Oh God.
And I was like,
oh, Lord.
I'm not the only one. Although she didn't take her top off, which not that I really wanted her to or anything. Just like I don't think anybody in that small town wanted to see me naked or half naked or whatever, but.
You never know.
Yep. So it happens, kids.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's that.
Moving on. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
God.
So this is a complete opposite of the Love on Craigslist thing. Instead of Craigslist necessarily, we're also taking a look at people's profiles and seeing who we would like to meet. Now, here's the thing. We're not talking about just, you know, meeting up with them and having a good sex party. We're not talking necessarily about a hookup. Although that could be a possibility, because I know at least a couple of people in this list I would totally like to do that with. So here's what we'll do. We're going to do the three, but we're going to do a round robin on this. Why don't we, instead of like one of us do all three of ours, let's do one for each, then go back around. Three times. Okay. So I'm going to start off with what I'd like to refer to as Jim and his boyfriends. And I do mean that as boyfriends. Okay. You might know him on Tumblr's Lucent Notion. I think I definitely have had them friended up on Bear411. And this is just some polyamorous guys. They don't have a bear family. They have a bear tribe with multiple different relationships. So, and they seem like really cool guys. So I think the first one of them I saw was Jim, and then I saw Matt, and I'm like, these guys seem cool. So a nice visit to the Chicago area and visiting with the bear tribe of Jim and Matt, and I don't know the names of the other people in the bear tribe, but I think it would be fun. And if it ended up having some naked time, even better. But I would just like to go visit and hang out with them. So that's my first set. Moving on, Robert.
Okay. I did have one initially picked, but, you know, going back and
revisiting the rules, or the rules that, as you boys explain them, these aren't guys I just want to hook up with. So I decided to pick my first guy is somebody I know from Tumblr, and he's known on Tumblr as Nick the Geek Bear. He's actually had a couple of different names, but kind of been following Nick for a couple of years now. And super geek, really sweet, very cute, in a poly relationship. Has a pretty good level head on his shoulders, doesn't suffer fools gladly. but the few interactions that we have had, he's always been incredibly nice, incredibly generous. And he just seems like a really awesome guy. I haven't talked to either of his boyfriends, but I know they're, one of my friends is friends with them, and he says he's really nice and very down to earth, and he seems like a really sweet guy. And I just would like, even if we just get together and like geek out and talk about, video games and that kind of stuff, that would be totally awesome. But I totally, 10 out of 10 would bang. Anyway, that's my first one. Now, Eric, how about you?
I picked a guy in Bigger City that I got matched with through their My Matches system. And I don't know how well that actually works, but it's a good... what do you call these things? It's a good ad. And his name is Wet and Wild Bear. And I like it because he's very clear and cut in what he's looking for. He's very funny. He tells when his photos were taken, which I think is great, particularly since he's a bit older. He's over the age of 50, and, sometimes around the internet, over the age of 50 really only means over the age of 80, and you just find out later. So,
and he's internet cute. Years. Yeah.
Yes. It's funny. Yeah, the internet inches get larger when they're smaller, but the internet years get smaller when they're larger. But he looks like he knows how to have a good time, and he's got some cute photos. So, Gary.
Gary.
There he is.
It would help if I didn't put myself on mute. Anyways. the first gentleman is a guy that I've never actually met. This was a challenge for me because I have a peculiar rule about a lot of social website apps, whatever. Most of the people I talk to, I know. Like, I've actually physically met them, have, hung out with them, that kind of stuff. Consider them friends or acquaintances. So I don't have a lot of guys that I am aware of but haven't really spent time with or it's purely an online thing. But this gentleman, David, out in California, I chatted with several years ago that I had an intention of meeting when I was out there 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. And a very nice guy. Been, fun to chat with him. He has part of a look that I've recognized within myself that I like. I don't know if anybody knows what a widow's peak is when it comes to hairlines. It's the most peculiar thing I've started to realize. If a guy has one, for some reason, I'm drawn to him. I don't know what it means. But he's got a nice full beard. A bit of a daddy bear sensibility to him. Man's man, likes to work on cars, that kind of stuff. Just a really good all-around guy. Has a good outlook on life. His profile, if you happen to look at it, if any of the guys are looking at it, it's a little long. But I don't necessarily have an issue if someone puts good content out there, like lists all sorts of various things about themselves. Not only just, maybe the sexual stuff, but other things as well. What you like about life, what you don't. Because I think if you don't set definitions, basically, like if you don't set goals or whatever, then you don't know where you're coming from or what you're dealing with.
Right.
So I just think he's an all-around nice guy. And if I, have the chance and I'm in his area in California, at some point I'd love to meet and just have a cup of coffee or, you know, have a drink and chat.
Okay. All coming clean. I knew David about a year ago. 2 years ago, actually, now. And because we met at Barracuda. And he was dancing, and I'm not a big dancer. And somehow he got me to dance, and we wound up dancing and talking. And really, he's really very sweet, very considerate. Unfortunately, at the time that I met him, he was not in a position to have a relationship because he had just lost his partner at that time. But he is incredibly sweet and insanely good looking in person. Insanely good looking in person. And I'm just like going, how are you single? He works in IT. Yeah, he's very sweet. And there's a picture of him on his profile of him acting like an otter. Yeah, that's totally his personality. But yeah, he's a really incredibly sweet guy. But yeah, that's my whole thing on David. So anyway, moving on.
Jeff. Well, it's good to know that I have great quality taste in people.
Yes, you do. Jeff.
Oh, and according to his profile, just starting out with a new boyfriend, Roberto.
Not me.
No, I'm talking about this.
Yeah, I know.
I know. And it's Roberto. It's not Robert.
Hey, you know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyways, you know who I'd like to meet? I would like to meet Ian. The infamous Ian of Bear Underground.
Aww.
Our Doggett. I think he seems to be like a very awesome guy and his partner. And we've talked to him on the show here. I've talked to him a couple times. And I've also talked to him in conversations, but I've never actually met him. I would love to go meet him, hang out again. If somehow we get naked because we get drunk and stuff, or maybe we don't get drunk. We just get naked. I wouldn't mind that either with both him and his partner. So, Ian, you're hot stuff, dude. Love your jock advertising, like for his jock strips. And would love to meet up with you. I think Denver's a nice area, too. I got a aunt in that area. So that would be another reason to visit because it would be Denver.
Yeah.
And he's just a sweet, sweet guy. And if I've got a question about something on the website, you know, he'll answer it.
Yeah.
And right now he's actually has some polls up. So he's trying to improve the website by saying, hey, how do you guys feel about this site? What about these things? Like right now he's got one which says, what is your opinion on the site's performance? And he's looking for honest opinion. If you say the site is goddamn slow, tell him. So Ian, who made an awesome Bear website, I'm going to meet you.
My second choice is a guy I know as Javi, Kabuto Club on Tumblr. Tons of people follow him. I started following him actually because he posted something about Doctor Who, and I was like going, okay, I need to follow you now. So followed him. Got to know him, got to know his partner Cliff, who is a music producer. They're two, I think, are they chameleons? No, they're not chameleons. They're two lizards that they have. Both really sweet, really nice guys. But Javi is the one who I'm kind of like have a little crush on because he's a super geek. You know, he's Puerto Rican. Totally my type. Just wish he didn't live in Florida. like, but it's Florida. What do you? It's Florida, really? Anyway, but he's such a sweet guy, and I have such great time talking to him. And just we geek out about the same things. He got me into Full Metal Alchemist, which I love. and just had the same sense of humor, same sensibilities, feel the same way about ass. Anyway, but yeah, that's my second pick. Javi.
Well, for my second pick, I went to Craigslist, and so I don't have a clue who this person is, but I just like the ad. It just exudes a bit of humor and confidence, and it is sexy as fuck. Big man, 6'1", 315, workout, 25, your bed. Wow. Hey, fellas, who out there likes their men big and sexy? Then he goes into his stats again. Looking for other guys, preferably smaller, but that's not much to ask when you're a total hulking stud. Sound like something you want? Get at me, guys.
Thanks to Jane.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're going to go out there for a one-night stand, you might as well go out there for a one-night stand, right?
Wow.
True. No.
And he's in your area, so that makes it easy.
He has wit.
Yeah.
In his writing style. So the only thing is, there's a part of me that's like, well, I'd really like to see what he looks like first. But I'm not complaining, you know, because I'm not saying that this is a bait and switch kind of thing. Like, you know, that what's being presented here is not going to follow through. I just look at it and I'm like, that's kind of fun, whimsical, and, you know, and all that. Interesting.
Even if you don't have sex, he could be a great guy to talk to.
He could be in bed and just cuddling or something, maybe.
Nice.
Anyways, moving on.
So, my second pick, I know I'm going to get called out.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going to.
I agree with this one.
Because yeah. I think people will say that this is a cop out. Not a cop out. This is not me cheating. When in your name, you put sexy beast as a part of your name. That's exuding some confidence that I find highly alluring about right. your personality. It doesn't, it helps build some, I don't know what I want to say. Needless to say, it makes you more enticing as a personality when you exude that kind of confidence. If you can carry it through and back it up. And I have yet to meet this gentleman, but I think that he can. Those of you who have heard us talk about him before, repeatedly, he's actually, if I stand correctly, been on the podcast more than once.
Yeah.
Twice at least.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Yeah, he's his name is Chess. We've talked about him before. He goes by Foxbear. To be honest with you, the more I learn and the more I know about him, I just think he's probably one of the most amazing individuals that I've heard of or read about. He's well-rounded. He has a great personality. And by personality, I don't mean the personality in his pants.
Although that is large and quite magnificent.
Yes. Oh, well, some of you know that. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm still on the outs of that part of things. I haven't made the inner circle of however you perverts are getting all that. But that being said, no, he the things that he posts and that we've had a couple of private chats about some things, and I'm probably going to get really like socially stupid in December when I go to Indianapolis for their bear run because apparently Chess is going. And I just found out recently, so I imagine I'm probably going to, you know, turn into just a blubbering idiot, or I don't know.
Fangirl. Fangirl.
Just remember, he's a kinky bastard.
I don't care about that. I mean, I do care about that.
Just saying, making sure you're aware of that.
Because I don't want to get myself into things I'm not prepared for.
Well, I'm sure. Here's what I know. Here's how I feel about Chess. Because Chess has a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. He is like the man. If you wanted to find a man in the gay sense of the term, to me, it's Chess in every way, shape, or form. He is one of the most kinkiest bastards I've ever seen in a very good way. He is also the sweetest person I've ever met, or, well, not met, but known. And he's just the most wonderful person in all the world. and he respects, he seems to respect everybody equally as best he can. And if you don't like him, and he, if he doesn't like you, that's a pretty hard thing to do.
Right.
I mean, he's going to try to find that way of being a nice guy. And if he doesn't like you, he just leaves you alone. It'd be, he's the epitome of a man to me.
Right.
Not to say that I don't like other people who are not exactly like him, but to me, he is the perfect specimen, in my humble opinion. But that's just me. And it, just because of not just his looks, because I'd hit that, but also just his personality. He's just such a nice guy. I see him interacting with those, you know, very cubby people who are very cubby and kind of act the part. And he goes with it, and he's just super hyper masculine still too. So he goes from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, and he just covers everything. So I think he's the ultimate gay man. So enough of my praise of Chess.
I will say this. I think what I find really intriguing about Chess is that I think he's a well-grounded and well-rounded individual. That he's worldly without having traveled the world, per se.
No, he lived for quite a few years in Japan.
Well, that being said, I don't see him as... Oh, and the names totally escaped me of the characters from Around the World in 80 Days. But... you know, he just doesn't strike me as a person who has traveled everywhere, been many things, done everything. But he at least has a higher perspective, or a different perspective of things. And higher was probably a really bad word. But I mean, just like a bigger picture view of situations and stuff, and not really getting tied up maybe in the drama of the smaller stuff or whatever. But and the fact that I know a number of people that know him, I find it all the more intriguing. It's one of those, like, I don't know if you guys have ever had that where, like, you find out about a person, you're like, how do I not know them? Right. Because everybody else you seem to know knows them.
Especially when he's the nicest person in all the world.
Yeah. So I chose Chess, and I'm actually very much looking forward to meeting him in December. And who knows? Maybe I'll, you know, figure out a way and I can record like an interview or something with him. We could use for the podcast. We'll see.
Cool. Chess is actually what you'd call a true Southern gentleman.
Oh yeah.
I mean, true Southern gentleman. Every interaction I've ever had with him, he's always been incredibly wonderful about it. But yeah, you're definitely right, Gary. He's one of those people you're like, how do I not know you?
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that he's a true Southern gentleman, because I'm like, okay, so he's a true Southern gentleman that's a sadistic bastard.
And he is. I mean, some of his recent pics were of him and one of his, I don't know, it's just one of his groups. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I think I saw some of those.
Yeah, so, basically they went hiking, and he basically tied up the guy he was hiking with.
His knot work is really starting to come along.
He is amazing.
I know that sounded so weird.
I have a picture that he had posted to Bruiser one time that I had had at one point in time as the wallpaper on my phone. and he was fully dressed in it. He just had some great knot work over himself, and he's amazing with the rope.
Right.
So, as I said, he's a kinky bastard, but one of the nicest people in all the world.
Right.
If that makes any sense whatsoever.
No, it totally does.
So Chess, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to stop doing my high praise of Chess again.
I was going to say, now that we've spooged all over Chess verbally. Yeah,
fawned, drooled.
Moving on.
Shot our loads.
So anyways, I'm next again. So have you ever seen Bear Nation? The
once
that documentary. Well, there was a guy in the UK who I had actually been chatting with before I'd even seen that documentary. Oh, by the way, which I saw at South by Southwest when it was first released.
Whatever. Move on.
Anyways. His name is Derek, and he's from the UK. And I had been chatting with him before, and he just seems to be the sweetest, nerdiest guy I've ever met. And I love him to death, and plus I would also like to go visit the UK.
Right.
And I think he's just such a nice guy, and I want to go see him. So he was, okay. And he was in that documentary. So, and I'm like, "Were you in this documentary?" After I saw it, and he's like, "Yeah, that was me." So
I have to watch it again because honestly. But then, of course, it really didn't make that big of an impact on me. So, mm-hmm. Bear City actually made more of an impact on me than Bear Nation.
Well, Bear Nation was a mild documentary, which, you know, is just Malcolm's just projects. You know,
right.
And it's no longer streaming on Netflix. That's too bad. Anyways, it's a great little thing. Anyways,
VO. It's there's a website vodly.to. They're a streaming site. Anyway, my last one. Sorry, is my friend Tim. Now, Tim is an awesome guy. Comes out of Denver. We met actually on Bear Underground, then became Facebook friends. Funny, great sense of humor, knows how to rock a bandana. just got back from a camping trip, actually. We've had some very awesome conversations, talked about possibly meeting. If he ever gets a chance to come out to California, or if I ever get a chance to be in Denver. But yeah, he's a really awesome guy, very sweet, very down to earth, just all around good guy, wicked sense of humor, and finds most of the things I say funny, which is a plus in his department. Guys, if you ever want to get into my pants, find the things I say funny, whether they're funny or not. Just think they're funny.
The way to men's fans is through his laughter.
Right, exactly. That's my third, my friend Tim. Okay, Eric.
Well, my third is from Bigger City again, and this gentleman is named Jesse9177. And I liked his profile because, well, one, it hasn't changed much. He started writing it off several years ago. He adds to it about once a year with just an update on some of his personal changes, but he seems like a nice guy. He seems very down to earth. I love the fact that he is just very direct about being a normal person and just looking for other normal people to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he's got a dog, a chocolate lab named Jake.
Sometimes the people you just want to meet are just the very normal people.
Yeah. I've had enough crazy in my life. I don't need any more.
Hear, hear. I would have to agree with that.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, I guess I've aspired at a different point in my life that I think the commonality that I'm catching from all of us is that we want to meet these people because we find them alluring. In some capacity, it's not necessarily just because we want to, you know, have sexy time with them, but it's more about who they are.
Right.
You know, and would be content with just a drink and a conversation, a meal, you know, kind of a thing, hanging out and possibly making, you know, a new friend out of the situation.
Right.
So, and it's a change in my life because I remember when I was younger, I was not focused like that.
No.
I was definitely thinking in different directions in different ways. Yes, Robert.
Yeah. We were young. We were all thinking in different directions in different ways.
And Eric, as much as I've been to Pittsburgh back and forth a lot, I don't know this gentleman. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing. Pittsburgh's a big city. So I was like, oh, interesting.
And like, I believe he says in his profile, he's not into the bar scene and all that, which I'm not either. So,
yeah.
Yeah. He looks familiar, but it's one of those, maybe met him once, you know, at a function. Could have been anything, you know, from a dinner outing to, you know, Pride, something like that. But
right.
So, yeah, I think it reaffirms my belief that I did not have when I was much younger, is that the world is a large place full of a lot of people. So don't get so hung up on about the number of people that you know in your life, the people that you hang out with, whether or not you're in a relationship or you're single, all that kind of stuff. Like, just do your thing. You'll be fine. And that being said, my last pick, which, again, I feel like I'm going to get called out for.
I don't think you're called out for this one at all.
Well, here's the reality of it. Like Chess, have had several conversations. This particular person's Tumblr account is more the reason I'm drawn to them as a person. And it's Hadrian, who I almost met when I was in Orlando earlier this summer. In fact, what's really funny is, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, Hadrian met my best friend, Drew, at, what the hell's the name of the event over?
Tidal Wave?
Tidal Wave. They were at the same thing. I guess Hadrian kind of hit on my friend, which I think is hysterical.
Nice.
And was like, blah, 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 talking to him. And he mentioned his name, and that's when Drew goes, "Wait, I know who you are." And he's like, "Oh," which I imagine Hadrian was probably like a, you know, from film or whatever. And Drew's like, "My friend Gary was talking about you." I was like, "Oh, great. That's just how probably someone wants to be known."
You're my best friend's obsession.
Yeah, well, that being said, going over his Tumblr account recently, he does a lot of Q&A posts. And he's very open and very educational, I guess, in his perspective. When people ask him questions, it's kind of like, you know, ask the teacher. But people ask him about all sorts of things, like bottoming and getting into the adult film industry, which he's done, modeling, meeting, you know, a person that you want to share your life with, various locations you've lived in, what it is to be a gay man, what it is to be a gay man in the South. Just all sorts of different things. And I find that really insightful and intriguing, because I think he feels that he has knowledge and he doesn't have a problem with sharing it. He's talked about, like, giving head, anal sex, different types of lube, bottoming, how to prep, like all this stuff. And I'm just kind of like, wow, like, you're really...
He needs a podcast. No, seriously. I really think he needs a podcast. In the fact that he has all this knowledge and essentially wisdom, I should say, about being a gay man, that I really think that he should share that with the community.
I think you have a point, Jeff. I think that if you have things to say and that kind of stuff. Now, here's what I don't know about Hadrian, though, is I don't know how much time he spends researching when he answers. Because I'm not going to say that he is being all collegiate level, but, you know, some of the posts, you know, he's had diagrams and references and links and resource, like, and I'm like, I would presume that you have to take a little bit of time to put that together, because... I mean, I know some of this stuff, but I wouldn't know it off the top of my head, like, you know, to just spout all this stuff out. So I could be wrong. You know, maybe he, you know, is the gay bear version of Dr. Ruth for us. I don't know.
And also, just to clarify for some people, you might know this guy better as Michael McQuaig, on Bear Films and various other porn stuff. And despite the fact being a porn star, he's probably one of the wisest gays I've ever seen or read stuff. So
yeah, I find him to be another kind of drawn personality for me. I'm kind of like, you know what, you seem really cool to, like, get to know and to hang out and stuff like that. And he's boldly open about many things. About his life with his partner, their relationship, where they are, because people ask him all sorts of questions, you know, about not only, you know, just him and different things about the, you know, the world and being gay, but just about, you know, their relationship and moving from California to Florida and what they're doing and what their future plans are and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just kind of like, wow. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I find it refreshing, because I think a lot of us, and myself included, probably kind of keep things to ourselves more than anything. And in this day and age in which, you know, it seems like nothing is private, everything is researchable or can be found through the great Google machine.
Right.
it's interesting to see how someone's just kind of like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's all out there. Whatever. So that's my last pick for Sunday, Slutty Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I've seen pick. His picks, but I honestly did not know who he was. And yeah, consider that a reblog or a follow. Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, so going on, Jeff.
Adrian, fantastic. So that's it. That's actually our show. Believe Hooray! It or not, we have nothing else.
Wow.
So there are plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to comesoutloud.com. We'll leave a comment at the blog. Also, shoot us an email. It comes out loud at gmail.com. You can also send little, like, voicemail attachments. You know, record a thing on your phone, email it to us, that sort of thing. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud. I just drink a glass of wine. Google Plus at gplus.2/comesoutloud. Please pop over to Bear Underground. Answer your poll question, because they... Ian really needs that stuff to help improve the site, and also join our Bear Underground group. Also, pop over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review or a review in general. I would appreciate a review, even if it's not a 4-5-star, but you know, prefer 5-star, etc. If you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. We'd appreciate that. Find me anywhere on the web as Box Puppy, Box Tech, Box Cub, Box something or other. Eric?
You can find me online as Gamer Bear on Bigger City or under my name, Eric Patton, on Google Plus.
And I pretty much can be found anywhere as GearBear73 on various sites online.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby pretty much everywhere except where it's important.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Adios.